With us this afternoon is the head coach of the Maple Valley Enderlin Falcons football team, Nathan Hoots. Coach, again, another win for you guys on Friday night against Lisbon. You don't allow a touchdown for the second game this season. Seems like everything on defense is continuing to click for you guys.
Yeah, I was very impressed. We tackled well. We defended a tough-to-defend offense in the option. And, started with our defensive line. They got pressure with our three guys against their five. And when you can win the majority of snaps 3-on-5, that gives us an opportunity to do some good things on defense.
Looking at the tackling numbers for the game, Dustin Kozowski, 12 tackles. He's the team leader again. But the list of people collecting tackles and contributing to defense, it seems, from week one and week two has gotten a little bit deeper. How much further down in your defensive rotation are you going?
Well, we were able to expand quite a bit on Friday. With the bit of a weather delay that we had, and we had some cramping issues early on, we got some guys some extra snaps, and we had an unfortunate injury that took place about an hour and a half before the game during warmups that caused us to shuffle up the rotation a little bit. So, yeah, some younger guys and some guys that don't have quite as much experience certainly stepped up for us on Friday night. And you know what? With the offense they run, everybody is going to get a tackle because they put pressure on every level of the defense running the football, and every level of our defense stepped up and played really, really well. And as you can see, you know, we had, I think, 13 or 14 guys contribute in the tackle column. So hats off to all the guys coming ready to play and executing.
You don't see delays happen all too often in a football game, especially delays that last nearly 2 hours. Situation I'm sure your players have never really run across. How did you guys handle that?
Well, we thankfully had the school close by. Both us and Lisbon were able to take shelter in our school. And then, you know, we just, for the first 20 minutes or so, coaches kept on peeking out the doors. And it was pretty bright out there with all the lighting we had going on. So, you know, the refs kept us informed on what was going to be happening. And it was 30 minutes after the last lightning strike. And, you know, the guys just sat in there and were really anxious right away. And then we kind of let them know that, hey, guys, this could be a little while, and kind of let them know worst case scenarios of, you know, if we'd have to come back and finish it tomorrow and all this and that. And, you know, our guys just chilled out and kind of refocused because it was an emotional game. Anytime you play, Enderlin and Lisbon are pretty fierce rivals in all sports. So, you know, throwing Maple Valley in there as well, it was good for them to kind of get a little bit of time to relax and refocus. And hats off to our booster club for bringing us some Gatorade and some Rice Krispie bars and granola bars to kind of get those guys a little extra fuel to go for the rest of the way. So I appreciate that. And, you know, it was a good time to evaluate what we had done really, really well and what we needed to work on. And the coaching staff and I really thought, you know, what do we need to do to make sure that we get these guys energized and refocused essentially for a third half of football, is the way we looked at it. And you know what? The guys, once they gave us the go-ahead that, hey, we're going to get going here in about 10 minutes and we'll give you a 10-minute warm-up, they were so excited. The energy level and the enthusiasm to get back out onto the field to finish the job that we had started was just phenomenal.
Scoring-wise, it's AJ and Dustin accounting for all five of your touchdowns. Tyler Zahn gets a few carries, gets a couple yards. Are you starting to try to find ways to maybe stretch out your offensive production a little bit more?
We certainly are trying to, but it's tough to go away from things that are working really well for you. And to be honest, through two games, both Dustin and AJ have taken the lion's share of our load, but we're really hoping that once we get going here, Hunter Smith has kind of been struggling with a little bit of a lower body injury, you could say, and he's getting healthier, which gives us an opportunity to hopefully expand the passing game a little bit. But you know what? Our offensive line, I think, is thrilled every single time I call it a running play, because they are playing so well as one cohesive unit right now. It's tough to pick out, hey, this guy played really well and this guy did his job well. It was five men up front doing their job, which gives our offense a chance to click in the ground game. And you know what? We know we're going to have to throw the ball here soon. Starting this week. And I think our offensive line will be up to the challenge when it's time to start passing the ball, which will give our receivers something other to do than block. And I think they'll be excited for that as well.
Maple Valley Enderlin Falcons head coach Nathan Hoots joins us this afternoon. How appreciative has your running backs and your quarterback been of what the offensive line has been able to do this season?
No, it's phenomenal. They come off the field every single time that we score a touchdown, and you know they're slapping them on the back, and they're, you know, pointing out to them, hey, that extra inch you gave me was the difference between, you know, 3 yards and 10 yards. And they understand how important. I mean, Dustin has been running the ball for 4 years for us now. And this is AJ's first year, and Dustin understands the difference between getting touched for the first time, 3 yards downfield and 3 yards in the backfield. So when he sees a gaping hole, you can tell when he gets helped up off the field, our offensive line are all helping him up and he's slapping on the back. It's so much fun to see them appreciate what each other does well. And it's great to see.
To start off your season 2-0, and to have the defensive play that you put up in these first two games, for some of the younger guys especially, is there a bigger vow of confidence amongst the players that you're starting to see now in practice and game prep?
Yeah, we're already seeing it trickle down into our JV. You know, some guys that we are a senior heavy team this year. We've known that for 3 years that this is going to be a year that we really need to step it up because of how many seniors have contributed in years past. And you know what? I needed to see something from primarily our sophomore class. And it's already happening. The confidence level that our varsity has is trickling down to our JV. Our JV has played two really nice football games already. And it's so nice to see the young guys just sucking up all this knowledge from our older guys. And I talked to them right away, and all of our coaches and our older guys, it's like, you know what? You have to, when they do something well, you got to get all over them and tell them how well they did and congratulate them. But when something goes wrong, we can't be negative, because negative actions then turn into negative results. And those guys are our seniors and our older leaders, our juniors that have played for a couple of years. What they've done to help out our younger guys is just immeasurable. The culture that they're creating this year we're going to reap the benefits for many years.
Northern Cass coming up on Friday, a team again that features an all-state running back, some size maybe in a tight end, and some few players on the line, a defense that rotates pretty deep. What are you anticipating out of this Jaguars team?
Well, the lifeblood of Northern Cass's defense is that five-man front that they run, and each and every one of them is outstanding. They are aggressive. And when they get in the backfield, it's game over. And I've told our guys that negative things are going to happen when you play defenses as aggressive and as good as Northern Cass's is. And so we're hoping that we can hopefully take advantage of sometimes that they're a little over aggressive and help them out. But our running backs understand that the key to this game is holding onto the football through that first level of the defense, and hoping that if we can get past the initial surge of the five, that good things can happen. So once again, you know, we understand we're not going to be able to run for as many yards as we have in the past 2 weeks, just simply because they have studs all the way across the line. So we're hoping that the running game can set up our passing game, and that we can be a fairly balanced offensive team this week.
Week one and week two, you guys play at home. This will be your first road game of the season. Is there a little bit of an eagerness to maybe go out on the road and beat a team in their home place?
Absolutely. And Northern Cass is about the toughest place that we have to play in historically. We typically struggle when we go up there, but every time we play them, it's an absolute battle. I mean, the game last year ended on the last drive, and in years past, it's ended up coming down to a field goal attempt or you know, a red zone opportunity for a team down in the fourth quarter. So we know that it's a difficult place to play, but our guys are embracing the opportunity of going in and being road spoilers. So I'm hoping that they can live up to the expectations they've set out for this week.
Nathan Hoots, head coach of Maple Valley Enderlin Falcons football. Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.